The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We have your chance to win a Wickes gift card worth £250 as we celebrate the big Wickes event. From tiles to flooring, doors, kitchens, bathrooms and more, Wickes have everything you need to help you start your next home improvement project. Shop the big Wickes event in store and online right now. So, Matt, I'm so excited because once again, we're going to play a game named Geary or Gift Card, or Gift Card or Geary. Mm. How does it work?
Well, as we all know by now, Anna Geary is a treasure trove of amazing sound bites and time checks. And we have a special Anna Geary soundboard here on The Breakfast Show. We have six audio doors for our listeners to open. Behind five of the doors is Anna Geary with one of her classic moments. And behind one is the gift card. Two callers come on air, take it in turns to pick an audio door. The first person to find the gift card instead of Geary will win.
Okay, then says on the script, it's as simple as that, my...
I decided not to read that.
Well,
you can read that if you want. No, it's gobbledygook.
My Geary Bombeery Sticker Leery Five Fairy Sticker Leery.
Yeah.
That's how you spell Geary.
That was my nickname at college.
Was it? Yeah.
So if you would like to play Geary or Gift Card, call us right now on 0330-123-1215. That is 0330-123-1215. As Matt says, we are looking for two of you to play this morning. So it's 0330-123-1215. Call right now as we are playing next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Geary, Geary, or Gift Card? It's the moment people wait all week to come along. Yes, here we go. I have six audio doors. Behind one of them is the gift card. The other five are fantastic quotes that we get to enjoy every single morning from the one and only award-winning journalist, television presenter and radio host Anna Geary. And playing this morning on line one, we have Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi, Darren.
Darren is from Manning Tree. He loves a bit of absolute 80s and a bit of absolute radio 90s. On line two, we have Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Nathan's in Bedfordshire. He loves the main station. Darren, this is Nathan. Nathan, this is Darren.
Good morning, mate.
Okay, Darren, we are going to start with you. You were chosen at random first. So you've got doors one through six. Pick a number.
I'm going to go for number five.
Number five. Let's find out if door number five is gift card. Or Geary.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock. I'm Anna Geary.
Classic from yesterday. Bear in mind, this is what Anna said at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
in the morning. Okay, Nathan, it's over to you. Door number five is gone. What are you going for?
Number two, please.
Number two. Let's see if behind door number two we have a gift card or a Geary.
Voila!
It's a classic. It's the classic Walla.
Walla is up there.
Darren, back to you. You have one, three, four, or six to choose from.
I'm going to go for number three.
Number three. Let's find out if it's gift card or Geary.
Can I do something?
One of the sweetest moments in Breakfast Show history.
You guys are looking at me like, yes, you're on the radio. That's the idea.
May I speak now, Papa? who are we up to? Where are we? Nathan, I think it's your go, isn't it? Nathan, you got one, four, or six?
Number one, please.
Number one, here we go.
That's not sexy, is it?
Okay. So, Darren.
Come on.
It's a 50-50 for you, my friend. A toss of a coin. Door number four or door number six?
I'm going to go for door number six.
You're going to go for door number six.
She was disrespecting you.
Which means unlucky for you, Darren. Nathan, you've won by default. Only door number four remained. Let's open it just to check it's all above boards.
There it is.
Excellent work, Darren. Lovely having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in on 80s and 90s. Nathan, well done. You've got a Wickes gift card.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
No worries, man. Have a great weekend ahead and thank you for tuning in to show. And that was all thanks to the Big Wicks event, which is on right now, from tiles to flooring, doors, kitchens, bathrooms and so, so much more. They have everything you need to help you start your next home improvement project. Shop the Big Wicks event in store or online now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson, yes. The Social Ammunition music has started playing for some reason.
Let's do it then.
Shall we? What you got for us today?
Well,
what's going on out there?
We're the home of musical pets, aren't we, on the Social Ammo
eat
desk?
The cat.
Yeah, don't eat the cats, but we're the home of talented musical pets.
And again, kids, no one ate any pets.
No.
It never happened. The silly old man was telling fibs.
Exactly. We celebrate them. We're the home of musical pets and we're the home of recorder content as well, of course.
My name is Richard and I'm sitting in the corner.
Oh, my
God. We love the recorder.
What about this?
Sitting in the corner, playing my recorder.
Yeah. So imagine my delight when the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark found a video of a dog playing a recorder. I mean, this it was manna from heaven. Surely that can't be possible. Well, here it is, Exhibit A. That is a dog.
I mean, he doesn't play it well, does he?
He doesn't play it well, but he's a dog.
I mean, you're right, he's a dog.
He's still better than me, and he's not got opposable thumbs.
How's he even holding it?
How depressing that is.
How can a dog even hold a recorder? So
has he done? Has he cocked his leg around it?
He has it.
What's
just
his techers?
What he does is he bites the top, so that he bites and blows, which is a good way of doing it, hands-free. And but at one point, he does...
Producer Ellie, fetch my recorder, please. Got to give something a go.
At one point, he does have a paw over a note at the start, so he does play one note, and then he goes... See a slight different change in that. So he's actually playing the recorder, which is amazing stuff. I think it is. Yeah, well spotted. You know the recorder better than anyone. So I'll share that on the Instagram stories. I'll also share an amazing video that's gone viral this week. It's from the point of view of the letter D. Right, so bear with me. It's from Rob Morgan, the comedian. Robbie Morgs on Instagram. It's amazing.
Morning, Rob.
So like I say, it's the point of the view of the letter D when the letter D finds out that they're going to call the alphabet the ABCs, right? So if you get your head around that, you're going to love this. Here he is.
You're going to call it the ABCs. Is it the catchiest that you can make it? Yeah, I don't know. No, I do like it. It's just... Like, it just sounds like that should be like a four-syllable, like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So, like, ABC and something. I don't know what it is, but... Yeah, maybe, like, another letter in there or something. I don't know who it would be, but, like... This is really like a shot in the dark. Maybe just call it the ABCDs. It's just got kind of more of a ring to it. Like, you know, oh, my son Johnny, he's at nursery at the minute. He's just learning his ABCDs. That, for me, that kind of works. That rings a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it doesn't work. And so they stuck with ABCs. Quite rightly so. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. The question is, can you match five little words with a randomly selected member of my breakfast show team? If you can, you can have £5,000. And hoping to win today, we have Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, team.
Hi, Sarah. Lovely having you on the show. Sarah's in Manchester, loves a bit of absolute 80s, a bit of absolute radio 90s. Once scored 3 out of 5 with Anna Geary.
Ooh.
Anna Geary. So, Sarah, would you most like to get Anna on the random player generator?
I think female minds think alike.
Yes.
Okay,
we're both sort of northwest, so you never know. Okay.
Stars may align.
There's a vibe here. It's definitely 100% going to be Anna on the random play generator. Without a shadow of a doubt.
It would be such a disappointment.
It's never let us down before, has it?
Come on. Matt.
Oh, it's Matt Dyson. No. Of course it's Matt Dyson.
Sorry, Sarah.
Sarah, you've been paired with Matt, so he gets his walkout music. Farewell, Matt. So, Sarah, it's time for me to give you 5 words. Say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt is most likely to give, because I will be presenting Matt with the same 5 words. If he says the same thing as you're about to, well, you can have the £5,000. You ready to play? Sarah, could I ask you to do something with your phone? Maybe put it a little closer to your mouth, if you wouldn't mind, because we want to hear your answers clearly and
there's a little bit of a signal issue. Yeah, whatever you're doing right now, like using your phone like it's the 90s, you know, when you had to press it up to your face normally. That's what we love. So your first word this morning is wrapping. W-R-A-P-P-I-N-G. Wrapping.
Paper.
Correct. Yeah. Television.
Show.
Banana.
Split.
Snack.
Bar.
That's good.
Yeah.
And finally, water.
Rain. Rain.
Okay, Sarah, all five of your words are now locked in. Paper, show, split, bar, rain. That's what we have. That's what we're sticking with. Please wait right there. Matt Dyson is in play. Next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson. Hello.
Hello.
Sarah, hello.
Hi.
Matt, Sarah, Sarah, Matt.
Hi, Sarah. How did it go?
Well, you can't say that.
Well, I mean, are you feeling pleased?
Don't say anything about the words. What are you trying to do here? It's we've been doing this for years.
Are you feeling confident now? Are you feeling confident?
Are you feeling confident, Sarah? You are?
Yes, I am. I believe in you.
Good for you. Sarah believes in you, Matt.
Okay.
So let's get this underway, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
W-R-A-P-P-I-N-G spells wrapping. What's the first word that comes to mind?
Paper.
Correct.
Surely.
Television.
Television. Screen. Show.
Show, it's show.
I should have gone show. I knew I should have gone show. Sorry, Sarah.
Oh, don't worry.
Sarah, I'm
so
I'm so sorry. I still believe in you, Matt. Yeah, you're a real hero. Yeah, well done, mate.
Let's try and get you through.
Oh, here comes the hero, Matt. Now I still believe in you. Yeah. What you got for banana?
Banana.
You're gonna say, what are you gonna say?
Wacky or non-wacky?
Just give us what comes from the heart.
No, okay, banana bread.
Oh,
I thought you'd say skin.
I thought you'd say banana man.
I was either going to say man or arama.
Yeah.
Not no arama.
Banana split was a very nice
split
answer from Sarah.
Split was a great answer from Sarah.
Snack.
A jack.
Oh, my goodness, mate.
I nearly said that.
See? You knew it, Sarah.
No,
I did not. That's what I was thinking.
Sarah, what's going on
She's
here?
She's a snackerjack girl.
I was from yesterday.
You had snackerjack yesterday.
You could sense it.
You could sense it.
I was like, no.
Snack pot, snack box.
Snack plate I'd go for, but snack bar is what we
snack
went for.
Snack bar is good. All these words, there's so many good options that this is impossible.
I'll tell you what, the people at Snackerjacks are having a great show right now, aren't they?
So is it the Hypebeast Wumble eats them every day? I keep seeing him on his desk. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we stop talking about them, please?
They're everywhere. They're quite, the salt and vinegar ones are quite nice, aren't they? They're very tangy. And they feel
stop.
Bad for you, but they're
they
actually good for you.
They need to pay for advertising.
What? Ofcom.
Hey, I think you're in the wrong room. Sales is straight over the corridor, second on the left.
I'm just thinking about my promotion.
Stop this madness.
What have you got for water?
Water bottle.
Rain. We had water rain. Sarah, it was a real charm having you on the show. I mean that. Lots of love to you. Have a great weekend ahead. We'll speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Okay, cheers. Look what you've done to another listener. There's another one out the door. Let me see what else is on my DAB radio.
Sorry,
is there anyone else I can listen to?
I believe in you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Of course, we have our whole stack of it all waiting for you in the brand new free Rayo app. And a nice way of us flexing our musical muscle. It's a game of Beat the Intro. And today, we have a very special game of Beat the Intro.
Yeah.
Because Glenn's not here.
Yes.
And let's face facts. I don't like talking about people behind their backs, right? And please don't tell him I said this, but he ruins Beat the Intro. I mean, he's
a chance.
He's a fantastic broadcaster. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian.
But as a
game, he's a nice guy.
As a game, it's ruined.
It's just no fun with him around. Yeah. So he's off. So I thought we'd make it more fun with Matt versus Anna. But then I thought, oh, no. Let's make it even more fun. Because it's two rounds, four songs each. And the first set of songs are songs you should get, Anna. I have tailor-made.
Oh, Geary's wheelhouse.
This beat the intro first set to you. Now, Matt, you are able to steal.
Okay, good.
Your
names
are your buzzers. Now, just to say, a caveat here, some of these aren't in the free Rayo app. Some of these aren't across our nine different stations.
Oh, good.
That's how into your lives I've got.
Wow.
Okay.
And I've just been picking up things
some
you've said over
from
the years.
The choir, the country music stuff, yeah. Okay.
Maybe, maybe not. But Matt, you can use your name to steal the points. But Anna, really, from what I've got here, this bespoke Beat the Intro should see you get 8 points from this round.
This
a point for the name of the band or artist, and a point for the name of the song. And of course, as always, you can play along where you are. And we begin with this.
Anna. Fast Car, Tracy Chapman.
No,
Luke Combs.
I'm stealing that. Fast Car, Luke Combs. I can tell it wasn't the original.
I mean, when they sung it together, it was beautiful, wasn't it? You know, this year.
You've got to give me a point for that.
Can you stop talking over Luke Combs, please? Have some respect. Had a feeling I could be someone. It's on Absolute Radio Country, of course. It's a point apiece.
Oh, that is so
Matt,
annoying.
Matt, you are taking no prisoners in this game.
Well, no, I mean, Anna actually gave me the answer
I did give you the answer. What an idiot. Okay.
Okay, this is... Put it on the soundboard. This is from Anna's personal collection. It won't be appearing anywhere on Absolute Radio, any of our stations. Here we go.
Anna. It's for my lover, Evita. Another suitcase in another hole.
Happens.
I was going to say Anna Geary thinking it was me.
Who's the artist? Andrew Lloyd Webber. Do I get a point for Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No, you get nothing. You're ruining this.
And Tim Rice.
So, of course, you performed that, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. That's why I thought, oh, is it me?
Okay, what about this one?
Matt.
Oh no.
This Radiohead creep that the choir are rehearsing right now. Come on.
No. And you're rehearsing it every night. You're rehearsing it so hard that at 6 o'clock in the morning you thought it was 10 a.m. okay, yes, from Absolute Radio 90s, one of the all-time great songs, of course. And now finally, Anna. And this is your last chance. A bespoke playlist just for you. It's 3 points apiece between you and Matt.
Anna.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Yes. Okay. Absolute Radio Country. Darling, darling Dolly, friend of the show.
Such a great song.
An icon.
Can I tell you something quickly? Sorry, I've done it again.
Why are you talking over Dolly?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you two today? Go on.
My wig arrived last night to be Dolly a week on Sunday.
What?
What?
What are you so excited? When are you being Dolly for a fancy dress party?
I'm singing.
Oh.
I'm doing a turn as Dolly.
It's nice when you two catch up like this. Like maybe you should before or after the show, not right slap bang in the middle of it. Can I just say something? My Tom York wig's arrived, so I'm really unbelievable. So, Anna, you have got 5 points. Matt, you've got 3.
Oh, good, I'll take
up
that.
Up next, we've got the Matt Dyson Beat the Intro special.
Oh, you just wait and see.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
When the Glen moors away, the Beat the Intro is a passable radio feature.
Oh, yeah, it's catchy, that, isn't it?
So, Anna Geary, your bespoke playlist saw you get 5 points, but Matt was ruthless, getting himself 3. So it's all to play for. Worth trying to steal these points if you can. Matt, all of these songs are not only from your life, but some are available on the Rayo app.
Okay.
Some are just from your personal collection.
Right, some are stuff that I'm doing with my choir and stuff like that.
And we begin with this.
Matt.
Matt Dyson.
Malouf Kintyre, Paul McCartney.
And why is that on your person?
Oh, City Ground, oh, mist rolling in from the Trent.
Thames.
My desire is always to be here.
Valley
the Forest
Road.
Anthem. The anthem that Forest fans created when this song was a big hit. Stolen by Charlton fans.
No, no.
And reworked shamelessly.
Uh-oh.
Which, I'm not going to get into this. Do you know what?
Rise above it.
Yeah, I bit then, didn't I?
Yeah.
I thought, no one wants to hear this. Okay, well done. It was Malouf Kintyre.
Yes,
you've got the
you.
Points. Now, this is one of your all-time favourites.
Okay.
But Anna?
Yeah.
It's there for you to steal.
Okay.
Oh, Matt.
Matt Dyson. No.
It's the Streets. Let's push things forward.
Absolute
I think
Radio Noughties.
Yes. Lovely. We rarely play this on Absolute Radio.
We do from time to time.
I'd love to hear your choir doing this.
Okay, I will request
get
it.
Your Mike Skinner wig.
Kiri and a Mike Skinner wig. With a Fred Perry
the
shirt
podcast,
the colours up. Oh, some Reebok classics on.
Holding a clip of lighter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well done. Oh, it's
yes.
going very well. And now, Anna, I don't think you've got any chance.
Oh,
really?
I don't think many people would.
Oh, right.
Okay.
It's Matt. It's Sleaford Mods. But I need to hear more to get the song, because that's they all start like this. It's great to hear this on Absolute Radio.
You're going
to
discover that the reveal is pretty much like the setup, because there's not much of it we could use because of some of the lyrical content.
Is it UK Grimm?
No.
No?
Anna.
Oh.
Anna.
Nudge it.
No.
It's another soundboard classic.
No, do you know what? I'm going to give you 2 points. I'm going to give you two points.
You're getting two for that.
I'm just because I thought it was brilliant. I just thought it was absolutely brilliant. No, it's tied up in knots.
Tied
here we
up
go.
In knots, of course. They're one of their biggest.
That was next. That was the next thing I was
going to say. We can't play any of the lyrics out.
No, it's your mental.
Yes,
that's what I just said.
Good.
And finally, do you know who I miss? Glenn. I miss Glenn. And finally,
Matt.
Fontaines
DC, favourite. It's on Absolute Radio. It's amazing.
We love playing this in the morning.
Last song of their new album. They always end their albums with a great tune, and this is one of them, certainly.
So,
love it.
Fontaines DC are most definitely available in the free Rayo app. And at the end of this special Beat the Intro, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Anna, you got 7.
Thank you.
Even though 2 of those are from a made-up song title.
I promise you it's not made up.
No, I mean, it's made up from the song. Matt, you got 10.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where exciting times are ahead because next month, the Wix Fix with the Wix Community Programme returns. Its mission is to help out your local community from the big to the small. They're on hand to help you. So I can't believe this, but it's 18 months ago since we were live from the Wetherby Sports Association.
No way. What, with Kasabian?
With Kasabian in Leeds. What about the one-man band? Don't forget the one-man band.
Who could forget him? Yeah.
And the food stalls and how we all played football on the lawn.
Oh, what a great day.
It was good.
And all we'd done was chuck down some wood chippings to make it look barely passable for a live broadcast of this stature. Well, then the £10,000 Wix Fix got involved. Regenerated the sports club, and I actually paid them a visit yesterday.
Yes.
I boarded the train from King's Cross to York, then waited about half an hour for a taxi, but that's not important in the story. Then I got there, and the place looks absolutely incredible. It was so nice to see Anne again. Do you remember Anne?
Yes, yeah.
Our host with the most. Well, she was there telling me about how the Wix community program had really made a difference to her, and of course, her local community, and that is the point. You can see that video really soon on the socials. Whilst I was hanging out with Anne on a nice terrace just outside of York, Matt, you've had lemurs crawling all over you, apparently.
Yeah, I went to a zoo near Stroud, and I was in a cage with some lemurs and some, what else was there? Turkey-headed vultures and a little deer called a dick-dick.
Right.
Yeah, had a great
and then,
time.
Once you left there, you then went and did some stuff for the Wix Community Programme.
Hey,
or,
yes.
Hey, thank you. So, who would like to remind themselves of Anne? Britain's entry that won £10,000 worth of Wix Fix goodness for the Weatherby Sports Association.
This is how it all began.
It was so left of centre. It was Sam Fender's Pound Shop Kardashians auto-tuned to within an inch of its life. And here it is, 18 months after I gave it its world premiere.
How am I supposed to change it? If I can't see the wood for the tree. Oh, ow. How am I supposed to change it? If I can't see the wood for the tree.
I think Anne was really pleased to see me yesterday when I turned up. She won't be now. I've
that
replayed
that. That won 10 grand. That won £10,000.
Well, don't say it like that. wow. Anyway, I'll be bringing you the details of how you can win a Wix Fix for you and your community within the next couple of weeks.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. This is the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, but with nine different playlists. And of course, one of those playlists is Absolute Radio Country, gaining fans around the UK at one heck of a rate, let me tell you. And a big part of that is Baylen Lennon, a man who really knows his stuff. Baylen is on at 10 o'clock after us. He's a stalwart of the country music scene.
Oh, he's been in the game for years. He's a legend.
And you can hear that Tennessee drawl, y'all. Yeah. And, you know, he's the real deal. But obviously, we know that he's not from Tennessee at all. In fact, calm down. He's actually from Birmingham.
So, it's all an act.
Baylen Leonard is from Birmingham. And he's asked us to stop saying this, but we can't because the facts just keep presenting themselves. Like, we know for a fact that it was when legendary NFL quarterback Tom Brady was at the Long Road Festival, because he loves country music. He bumped into Baylen, and Baylen persuaded him to buy a stake in Birmingham City Football Club. And that's why he's now there.
It's all down to our Brummy Baylen.
It's Blue Nose Baylen, as we call him around these parts, you know what I mean? He just loves
Boston
it.
Boston Blue Nose Baylen.
He's so proud. All right, Bab. He's so proud of it all. He is.
He loves his heritage.
Anyway, Baylen messaged yesterday, and it simply reads this, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing it with you. Oh, my Lord. I was just being interviewed for something, and then he goes into full caps lock, asked me about being born in Birmingham.
During an interview.
During an actual interview about the UK country music
scene. Amazing. Oh, we may be ruining his life a little bit.
No, he's not worried. We're just giving him the platform to be his true self. Yeah. You know, so it turns out, and I don't know who did this, and if it's one of you out there,
yes.
Well, let me just tell you, I'm not best pleased.
We don't condone this.
You're not a child. Someone has gone and changed Baylen's Wikipedia page, and that's out of order, because this journalist who was interviewing our Baylen went to Wikipedia to find out the facts and was presented with the following. Baylen Leonard is a Brummy radio and TV broadcaster specialising in country music. Leonard was born in Selly Oak, Birmingham. That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Doctored. Yes.
Grow up, everyone. Who would do such a thing?
It's been corrected now, by the way. So obviously someone in the Baylen camp has set it back to how it was.
No, Baylen's just put it back to the lie he's living. That's what he's done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Baylen's going to be putting on his best American accent for you this Sunday from 4 p.m. He's back with the UK Country Radio Airplay Chart. Of course, Keith Urban went straight to number one with his new single Wild Side from the album High, which came out on Friday. Baylen's going to be revealing a brand new number one, if there is one, but he's going to be playing you the biggest country songs in the UK at the moment this Sunday from 4 p.m. A must listen to, I think, for everybody, particularly if you're from the Midlands. You support one of your own, right? Let's get behind the guy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time right now for me to choose my moment of the week. Now, what a week it has been, but I think the star of the show undoubtedly has to be my co-host and friend, Matt Dyson, who was bold enough to dress up as Snape from the Harry Potter movies and go to a local greasy spoon
all pack thanks to your daughter
and get us a drink. Yeah, thank you to my five-year-old daughter Evie for saying it was the worst Snape impression she'd ever heard. And so this was the moment that Matt got to the counter in the cafe. Good morning, Snape.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Snape.
So, how are you feeling right now?
Well, I've had better mornings, I must admit.
Evie was right.
So, are you kind of nervous mixing with all these muggles out in central London?
I'm getting some rather strange looks from people who work in construction.
Yeah, but if you walk about 200 yards to your left up to Camden, you'll look like everyone else. I won't worry about it.
Yes, indeed.
OK, listen, we put our breakfast orders in. Anna and I have agreed you can forget the sausages and the hash browns. We just want the hot beverages. So I need you to go in and order a tea, a latte and a cappuccino. Is that what we wanted, guys? Is that right?
Yeah.
OK, well, go for it, Snape. Be bold.
OK, I'm going into the Hot Pepper Cafe on Drummond Street. OK, I'm now in. OK. Hello. Could I have a flat white, a cup of builder's tea...
Oh, it's so awful.
...and a cappuccino, Thank you.
Snape, can you hear me?
Yeah.
People are messaging in. Listener Jim wants you to say, who would live in a cafe like this? David, it's over to you.
Who would live in a cafe like this? David, it's over to you.
Thank you, Lloyd. Kevin says, could you ask the person working there for a copy of Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley?
Do you have a copy of Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley? No.
Simone wants you to say, is there anything tasty on page 394 of the menu?
I just perused the menu now. Is there anything you'd recommend on page 394? Yeah, it's just the panini.
And finally...
are you happy now?
No, not quite. No, it's not for me. It's for the... Look, Ellen and so many others just want you to do a big ooh matron. Very loud.
Oh, matron.
Right, Snape, tell us what's going on. Describe your surroundings right now.
The tea, the drinks are being made, as you can hear in the background. We're in takeaway cups. Most people have vacated the cafe. Again, I'm getting vacated.
I bet they have. Snape, listen, well done. We'll let you get back to it. You've made everybody very happy, particularly my daughter, Evie. We'll see you with the teas and coffees in about 10 minutes.
Thank you so much, Evie. We shall have words.
So that is my moment of the week. Oh,
brilliant.
Matt, upon reflection.
I mean, I just don't know who that's meant to be, that impression. I've got no idea. I was trying to do more Williams, but it was just nothing. I don't know what it was.
Well, even a five-year-old knew that you were doing a rubbish snack.
And the bemused silence of the cafe workers will live with me forever.
And the video lives forever.
Something else.
That's there as well, yeah.
Like, I love the bit where you're looking at the Closer magazine.
Oh, yeah.
That just tickles me every time.
It is on our socials at Absolute Radio. Matt, it's also on yours. Where can they see it?
Yeah, Mr. Matt Dyson on Instagram. Yeah, if you want to have a look.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Friday morning and, in fact, another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. If you didn't join in this week, well, that's absolutely fine. There'll be another chance for you to do so on Monday. In fact, on Monday, I ask you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... If you do something that you think might be considered quirky, the number is 81215. Text them right now to get ahead of the curve. Or, of course, if something occurs to you over the weekend, you can email me anytime you like, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. So, before we do say goodbye and head you into the weekend, you need to know the following things. That the show is available to listen to again on demand in the Free Radio app, and there is a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, which will be available shortly. Anna, you have proved once again to be a one-person podcast naming machine today.
Which one are we going with?
It's a toss-up between Anna, get your Mike Skinner wig out, or just simply, and there's a simplicity to it, this...
Nudge it.
Nudge it.
We could call the podcast Nudge It. Should we call it Nudge It?
I think we have to.
Nudge it.
And there's comprehensive knowledge of the Sleaford Mods back catalogue.
I just it's absolutely really coming love it. I love it. So the podcast is therefore named
Nudge It.
Now, get it wherever you get your pods. Claire Sturgis is in for Leona Graham. She's going to be here next, and she will bring the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today guarantees to find a winner, and that person's going to get £200,000 straight after the call. As for us, well, we'll be back on Monday morning from 6 a.m. Enjoy your weekend, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.